I'm calling it opening week. I know there's an opening day on Thursday. That's the day we're all looking forward to. But there is baseball today and tomorrow at American Family Field. We like that.
Let's make it a celebration all week long.
Let's celebrate baseball this week. Let's talk to Marty Ronsky, Chief Operating Officer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hi, Marty.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. And I love opening week. I think that's exactly right.
Well, it means you got to get all those heat lamps off the field, right? The stuff that promotes grass growth. That is a lot of work to get the stadium ready, but it's got to be ready for tonight.
That's right. It's ready to roll. I'm looking out at the field right now. Baseball's all over it. The guys are out there warming up. We're ready to roll.
Okay, Marty, I love this breaking news that just came in today. Olympic gold medalist Jordan Stolz will also be on hand for the first pitch on opening day. That's in addition to Packers quarterback Jordan Love. So how's that going to work? Do they each get to do a pitch? And do you have any idea? I mean, is Jordan Stolz as good as he is on the ice throwing a pitch out there on the field?
You know, I will say, I've been around for a minute. Very rarely are the guys that are amazing in their own sports, right, necessarily top-notch pitchers. But it doesn't matter. The fans cheer so loudly. We say it's the opening day of the Jordans at this point. but, you know, maybe there's something about the name. I don't know. But it's awesome. And, you know, these guys are such incredible, just frankly, athletes all around. You know, we've had Jordan Love with us in the past, and one of my favorite things about any of these, you know, athletes from other sports that come in is how intent they are in terms of watching, you know, the athletes that are, you know, playing a different sport. So playing baseball, for example, how they watch and they want to warm up and they want to learn. It's pretty incredible. So this is going to be just an incredible opening day. I mean, both of these guys, right? We all cheered our heads off, and Wisconsin is just putting out such incredible athletes. It's so much fun, and we just really want to celebrate both of them.
Okay, I'm curious. Can you take us behind the scenes where you like, okay, let's try to get Jordan Love or let's try to get Jordan Stolz, and then all of a sudden they both come together and you're like, woo, we got them both. Or what was the plan?
No, you're dead on. You know, look, people are really busy. And there was no doubt that, you know, Jordan last year, right, particularly busy last year, I think, leading into the Olympics. We had our eyes on him. We knew that he was, you know, destined to do incredible things. So we've sort of been, you know, had one eye on him, and always have an eye on Jordan Love. Anytime we can get, you know, him in town, people are happy. So yeah, we had our feelers out all around, and you know, there's nothing that makes us happier than when, you know, we get all the yeses and they all want to celebrate with us. So we said, let's do it. More the merrier. And we're bringing them both in.
So, Marty, got a press release from the team this morning saying that Major League Baseball is finalizing distribution agreements for satellite and cable providers. That's been a question since this partnership with Major League Baseball started. Well, where can I watch the games?
Yeah.
Take us behind the scenes. Why does this take so long to sort out? I know deadlines likely spur the action here with opening day on the horizon, but what is taking so long to release that information?
You know, there's just been a lot of changes this offseason. Certainly everyone's been, both at the league and here at the team, have been very focused on making sure that wherever we settle in, wherever we are, is really where it's best for fans to be able to watch the games and to have a good experience in doing that. So, you know, the league has been focused on sort of those carriers and sort of what stations, for the people who don't live in this world all the time, right, what stations are actually going to carry our games on TV. So the league's been working really hard at that, and you nailed it, right? The deadline spurs the action. And so, you know, it's actually not unusual that we don't necessarily know what all the channels we're going to be on going into, you know, opening week, as you guys so lovely called it. But we're going to have those in the next few days. And I promise you, as soon as we get those stations, we're going to blast it everywhere so that people know exactly where to find us. And then on the Brewers TV and streaming side, we're all geared up there. You know, it's a bit of a transition from FanDuel. But bringing it to Brewers.tv or Brewers TV is going to be pretty fantastic. And, you know, fans, frankly, won't be able to tell much of a difference. Certainly, we think that the streaming product will be an even better product. But, you know, when in doubt, in the next few days here, it's Brewers.com/watch. So just like think, where do I watch? Brewers.com/watch. And we will have the listing of every channel. That's where you can go if you want to download the streaming app or sign up for the monthly or the season long. So that's where all of your information is going to be, in addition to the fact that, you know, groups like you wonderful people are going to help us get the word out.
Opening day is sold out, but I know from time to time, all of a sudden, there's a limited release of tickets for people who didn't get, they weren't on the ball, Marty. They didn't get the tickets, but they want to be there on opening day on Thursday. Any hints for them?
Yes. Keep your eyes open, guys. So people ask us this every year. I don't get it. Why all of a sudden do a few tickets appear? Here's what it's about. Again, I'm sharing all sorts of behind the scenes, but you know, we've got a number of tickets that we are always required to allocate, whether for the White Sox or for the league or for whomever else. And as the day gets a little bit closer, and you know, there's some funkiness in some airports currently, right? So, you know, as those days get closer, some people can't show. That frees up tickets, and then we immediately get those tickets online available to our fans. So check in from time to time if you're dying to be with us on opening day. But don't forget also, we play Thursday, we take Friday off, and then Saturday and Sunday are both home games as well. And there are still tickets for both of those game dates.
Marty, a lot of new developments in and around the ballpark. If people are going to make it out for opening day or anytime, really opening weekend, what are they going to see that's new and different?
It's really exciting. I was just checking it out earlier today. So everybody knows where the big glove is, right? If you haven't had your picture taken in the big glove, where have you been? But that glove, it's funny. It's one of those things that when we put it there, we weren't sure. You know, it wasn't the day of selfies and necessarily being as popular there. Oh my goodness, that was one of those that was just the cherry on top. So in any event, we are now actually calling that playground, the Glove Playground by Aurora. Aurora is a new partner for us. We've completely revamped that playground. So whether you're an adult that wants your picture taken in the glove or someone with kiddos, that whole space is new. It is fantastic. It just looks like so much fun. So that's new. On the food front, we always have to talk about food, you guys. I can't do it without. So
it looks
new
fun
barbecue.
This year.
Yeah, it's so, you know, we just had such good luck with the alley last year. Our people love food trucks. Our fans love them. So we added a little bit there. There's a new truck. It's same spirit, that same look and feel of the alley that everyone really loved. So that'll be there. We've also got additional additions to the Third Street Market Hall Annex. And people are like, what's your favorite? We added a sweet shop to the Third Street Market Hall Annex. That is like your dirty sodas and your milkshakes and, you know, candy. And it's just, I don't know, you know, baseball to me is always a little bit throwback. It's always a sentimental, emotional thing on opening day. And so all season long, we've just got that really wonderful throwback sweet shop in that amazing Third Street Market Hall Annex space as well.
I love how you just, like, it rolled off your tongue. We've got the dirty sodas. I didn't even know what a dirty soda was, I think, 2 years ago. But it's all the rage right now. I mean, you guys are smart.
It's all the rage. It is all the rage. And it is, I mean, they're delicious, right? And again, leaning into sort of this, you know, when you think about coming to the game, you think about making memories, you think about hanging out with people. You know, we're sort of adding to that ambiance, everything. And hats off to Tom Hecht and our whole crew, you know, that looks for and thinks so hard about what exactly should we be bringing into these spaces. Because frankly, they just nail it over and over again and make it just a truly delightful experience for our fans.
Well, give yourself plenty of time to get to the ballpark for opening day. Head out to the exhibition games today and tomorrow. Looking forward to opening week here for Brewers baseball in Milwaukee. Marty Ronsky, Chief Operating Officer. We appreciate it, Marty. We'll look for you on Thursday.
Thanks, Marty.
You guys find me, please. Thanks so much for having me, and go Brewers.